Blog Talk Radio.
God is an awesome God. Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone. Hello, all my UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. That's right, in the afternoon, 1:30 p.m. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. If you're in the L.A. area, we're east of L.A. and west of Palm Springs, if you're up in that area. So just come on. and visit us and worship with us. You will have a great time, and you will wax strong in the spirit, because the spirit of the Lord is definitely there. Okay, so for right now, I want you to call, text, or inbox all of your friends and family members and tell them to dial in right now for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. This particular post. Now, or you can just click on the link. You can dial in or click on the link of this post. Wherever you see the post for this particular show, click on the link, okay, and for today's show, and listen from your computer. And on Facebook, you can listen today and all week, or tell your friends to go to my Facebook page and find the post for this particular show, click on it, and you can hear the entire program, okay, all week. Okay, also remember to tune in to The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on HSBN.TV. You can always catch us on YouTube and many other apps anytime this week, okay? HSBN.TV, The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, or on YouTube or many other apps and social media platforms, okay? Join us. You will be blessed. Also, a quick thing I want to tell you about the book that I have out called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. It's available right now on Amazon, paperback or electronic ebooks, okay? So just go ahead and order it, and you will be blessed. And as a matter of fact, order a few copies for family and friends, or and tell people about it, okay, especially once you read it. And I would advise you to read it more than once. Read it two or three times, because it's going to be an eye-opener, revelation for you, okay? Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. We're going to try to unveil the mystery, okay? So to, go ahead and purchase that on Amazon. You can do that right now, okay? Now, listen, I want you guys to stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back, and we'll get right into our message for today. Stay right there. Don't go away. Thank you. Hallelujah. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. Praise the Lord. Now, let's get right into our message for today. Our message today is entitled, People of the Spirit. Are you a person of the Holy Spirit? People of the Spirit. Examine yourself, because I would encourage every Christian to really become people of the Spirit of God, okay? Okay, people of the Spirit, Father God, bless those that are listening today. Open up their hearts and minds that they may receive of you, Lord, and that they will get a clear understanding of who they are in you, and especially who you are, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Open our hearts and minds this day, and let us move forward in you, not backwards, Lord, but forward in you, on into the kingdom, the full kingdom of God. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. People of the Spirit, you see, there's another realm that's all around us. It's another dimension, a spiritual atmosphere that's invisible to our natural eyes and to our natural senses. It is a realm so complex, unexplainable mysteries. This particular realm that I'm talking about is far from our natural realm. And the laws that govern our natural realm is far above all of this. In this other realm, or even other realms or dimensions, you are able to do the impossible. If you were to become a part of it, which is for all Christians to do, is to become a part of God's kingdom realm. If you were to become a part of it, for example, here's some of the impossible things that you could do. You could eat an orange from the inside out. You can appear and disappear at any given time, just like Jesus when he appeared before the apostles while the doors were closed and locked. Remember? Luke 24, verses 36 through 43. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them. Now, this is after he had died and resurrected. After his resurrection, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit, you know, a ghost. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. He's trying to let them know it's me. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. And you notice Jesus said that a spirit don't have flesh and bones, but he have flesh and bones. He didn't say flesh and blood, because the blood of Jesus is now light. It's no longer red like it was on earth. It's light. So that's why he said flesh and bones. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, in other words, they were feeling like this is unbelievable, but they were full of joy and wondered. He said unto them, Have you here any meat? He had to prove to them, I'm not a spirit, I'm not a ghost. And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a piece of a honeycomb. And he took it, and he did eat right before them, letting them know that if I'm a spirit, our spirits don't eat. This was a serious spiritual experience happening to them. Jesus, who they saw crucified, who they saw die, they saw him die, but now he's alive and standing right in their midst, standing right there in front of them. He entered into the spiritual realm, God's kingdom realm. Jesus was in a whole nother realm, a whole nother dimension, and he allowed them to see him. And the spiritual realm is a whole world of unbelievable things. I have shared with many people many times of my experiences in the demonic realm and in the heavenly realm. And now I'm just hoping that you that are listening now, maybe you can begin to experience this realm for yourself, the heavenly realm, where we as Christians belong, and know that the invisible realm truly exists. Don't be the type of Christians that don't believe that God's kingdom realm do not exist. It's a spiritual realm far above our realm here in the natural, and it's real. I have seen it with my natural eyes and my spiritual eyes. I have felt it with my natural senses and my spiritual senses, and I'm here to tell you that it is real. God's kingdom is a real kingdom realm. It is just as real as our natural realm, but even more so. It's more real than this realm that we're living in right now. After my first experience with the Holy Spirit, God started dealing with me in dreams and visions on a regular basis. And then he went to me having experiences with him. And then he began to kind of mix it up. I'd have dreams, I'd have visions, and then sometimes I'd have experiences. But it was in intervals, and sometimes long intervals, but it did happen. Now, first of all, it's important to understand that the Lord gives us messages all the time, even daily. He gives us messages. He tries to talk to us every day, but we're not always aware of it. We have our minds bogged down with a lot of unnecessary things, if you want to be truthful. Our minds is bogged down by a whole lot of things, most of it unnecessary. Some of it is fear, of being in fear, unstable, you know, worrying, all that kind of stuff. He bogs us down, you know, or going after things that maybe not, that's not for us. We get bogged down. We allow so many things to distract us and take our attention off of the things of the Lord. We can easily get a little too carnal in our thinking and way of life. Yeah, I'm talking to Christians right now. Sometime, even us Christians, we can get a little too carnal in our minds, our carnal mind. We can get a little too carnal in our thinking and in our way of life. But in order to enter into God's realm in this hour, we have to learn how to get into our quiet, secret place with the Lord. And one of the ways is through Holy Spirit meditation. I said Holy Spirit meditation, not just any kind of meditation, not these other religions that teaches you how to meditate. I'm talking Holy Spirit meditation. Get into that quiet, secret place, your quiet time with the Lord. Get into your prayer closet with the Lord. And this is one of the ways that you will begin to start living in this spiritual realm, which will place you high, far, and above a lot of the things in the natural, a lot of the negative things in the natural on this earth, when we learn how to walk in the Spirit of the Lord, really walk in his Spirit. We have to go in and get into meditation. Joshua was told by God to meditate on his laws. We can read that in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So the book of the law in this hour is the Holy Bible for us. But you shall meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, after you observe, you meditate, you observe and you do, then shall you have great success. Then he says, the Lord says, then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Well, why? Why should Joshua meditate on God's law? For the same reason we must meditate on God's word. For you know, if we meditate, do and observe his word in this hour, then we will be successful in him. God's law is his word. And by meditating on the word of God, we get to know him and love him even more. To meditate is the art of reflection or contemplation. When Christians meditate, we are to think on the word of God and speak the word of God to ourselves. We don't empty our minds out, you know, and allow our minds to go blank like so many other religions teach. You know, they tell you to clear your mind, just let your mind go blank. You know, no, you do that, then something else is going to fill it up. Another spirit will fill it up. You don't want anything to fill it up. You control what's in your mind. So you fill your heart and your mind with the word of God. We are to always fill our hearts and minds with the word, with God's word. Whether it comes to us in scripture, as we read, in dreams and visions, whether it comes to us through prophecy, or even God's audible voice, you know, that he downloads from his spirit to our minds. That's his audible voice, and then sometimes he just download information to our minds. Whether his word comes to us through preaching or teaching or his spoken word, which is his rhema word. That's direct. His rhema word. Directly from the Holy Spirit himself or by strong impressions. You see, God speaks to us sometimes with a strong impression or in experiences, be it physical or spiritual experiences. It's God communicating with us, and we must keep what he gives us. We must ponder it and keep it in our hearts. This is how God communicates with us through all of these different venues or all of these different areas, dreams, visions, prophecy, audible voice, downloads into our mind through preaching, teaching, or his spoken word, his rhema word. Or, you know, he speaks to us like that, strong impressions, or by having some kind of an experience with him, be it, like I said, be it physical or spiritual. It's God communicating with us. And we are to keep what he gives us in our hearts, in our spirits, in our souls. We must ponder it, keep it in our hearts. We must be like the animal that chews the cud. You ever heard about that, the animal that chews the cud? This animal eats and chews, then swallows and bring it back up and chew on it again. Swallow it and then bring it back up and chew. And the animal will continue to do this until the food is fully digested. We are to chew, meditate, or ponder the word of God. Just like that also, we meditate on it, on God's word, and chew or ponder it continually in our hearts, in our minds, until we have received the full revelation of his word. And we speak it while doing so. That's true meditation. We speak his word. Speak it softly to yourself, to your spirit, to your soul as you're meditating on him. Let it come out of your mouth. The Lord has talked to many of his people in times past by his prophets, and we have learned to accept that. But what people have a hard time accepting is the fact that God speaks to his people today, in this hour, through Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. God has always wanted to speak to and through his people. Even Moses attested to this, to that, when he had to correct Joshua, who wanted Moses to stop Eldad and Medad from prophesying in the camp. You remember that in Numbers chapter 11, verse 29, when Joshua was telling Moses that two of the men were in the camp prophesying? And this is what Moses said. Moses said unto him, "Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them?" God not only wants us to prophesy, but to have his spirit upon all of us. This is God's desire. He wants us to be a people of the spirit. When Jesus said in Revelation, he said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches." He also said in certain places in the gospel, "He that hath an ear, let him hear." He said it then, and that's exactly what he's saying to us right now. We must hear him. We must have an ear to hear, no matter how his word comes to us. We must enter into his spiritual realm and become the people of the Spirit of the Lord. John 3:5, "Except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." To be born of water and spirit makes you people of the Spirit of God. The Lord is truly fulfilling his word in Joel 2 in this hour. And many people are receiving visions and dreams even now, today. And we are waiting for the other part. We are waiting for him to really pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Yes, all flesh. And we will dream dreams and see visions, but in fullness. You see, we're having that now, and that's great, because it's the beginning of us entering into the spirit kingdom realm of God. But it's going to happen in fullness when we receive the other part, Joel 2, verse 28. He says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions." We have a portion of that now. But it's coming in fullness, people. Okay, so now let's break it down. What are dreams? Dreams are spiritual. It is activity in our minds, which images, thoughts, and impressions pass through the mind of a person who is sleeping. Dreams can come from a series of thoughts from the day, a scrambled bunch of situations. Dreams can come from your deepest thoughts and desires of your subconscious mind, be it good or bad. Dreams can take you in the past or enhance what you are doing through today, or whatever you're going through today can enhance it. Then there are dreams that come from God. These are the ones that you have to be more alert, more aware of. These are the ones you want. Dreams that come from God. Dreams that come from God are real experiences, and they always have messages, a warning, instructions, directions, good news, and sometimes bad news. Dreams come from God brings forth revelations. Dreams that come from the Lord brings forth revelation of some kind. It doesn't come from our subconscious mind, not dreams from God. It doesn't come from our subconscious mind, because when we have dreams from our subconscious mind, it's scattered and it's confusing and it's mixing so many things in one together, things of the day and things maybe from years ago. They mix it all up and it gets confusing because it's our own subconscious mind. But when it comes from God, it's direct. It's there. It comes from heaven, directly from heaven, from God himself. God-given dreams are prophetic as well. It can tell you of things that was, is, and is to come, and reveal deep secrets to you, dreams. We should learn to key in on our God-given dreams so that we will not miss what God is saying to us. Now, let's go into visions. What are visions? Visions from God are experiences similar to dreams through which supernatural insight or awareness are seen. And they're seen in like a moving picture form and given by revelation through the Holy Spirit. It's like a moving picture, visions from God. Proverbs 29:18. And, you know, in this hour, we have to have vision. We have to have God's vision given to us, because it's written, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law is happy is he. A person can have a vision while actually dreaming, while actually sleep, and you're in a dream, you could actually have a vision in your dream. That's happened to me. Or you know, you can be totally wide awake and just go into a vision. Visions from God can come during your quiet time in the Holy Spirit, while you are meditating, praying, and worshiping the Lord, or while you are at the store, at the auto shop. The Holy Spirit can carry you into a vision anywhere and at any time. He can take you into a vision even without warning. He can just take you into a vision. Some visions are like an open television screen. You can even see a vision with another person. You and another person can see a vision from God. You can step into a vision. Yeah. Yes, you can be drawn into a vision by the Holy Spirit, and he can take you into the past, keep you in the present, or take you into the future. There are always messages or a reason for a God-given vision. The Holy Spirit has to interpret your vision and your dreams. When it comes from God, you need the Holy Spirit to interpret it. He will interpret the vision right away sometimes. However, there are times when the interpretation is not revealed for years, and it could take years before your dreams or your visions actually come to pass. What about experiences with God? An experience with the Lord is more real than anything on this earth. You can be taken somewhere in the universe or on earth or in the heavenly realm. I'm talking experiences now, actual experiences. The point is this, it's real. Whatever that experience might be, it is absolutely real. John the Revelator was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That means that the Lord took John's spirit and brought him to the future. And he saw all the things that we read about and can see coming to pass today. And what he saw and experienced was real. He was there, or shall I say, he was here in this time. A heavenly experience with the Lord can happen while you are in your natural body or while you are in your spiritual body. I'm talking experiences with God. Your physical body can actually be transported to another country, city, or state, like in the case of Philip in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 8, verse 39. And when they were come up out of the water, because Philip had just baptized the eunuch, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. The eunuch went on his way rejoicing, but Peter was found in a whole nother city because the Holy Spirit took him there. You can be transported as a group. Remember when the Lord was walking on water? And it scared his disciples half to death. They thought he was, once again, they thought he was a spirit. But when he identified himself, they received him in the ship. They received him on the ship gladly. And then they were immediately transported to land. The disciples was transported. It was the disciples, Jesus, and the boat were all transported. John 6, verse 21. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. It says immediately the ship was there. They were transported. This shows us that we can be transported anywhere at any time, even as a group, in the spirit or in the natural. They were transported in the natural, but it was a spiritual event. One day the Lord gave me a dream that seemed so real. I was with a group of people, and we all gathered together in a huddle, you know, like a football huddle. I told them to close their eyes, and they will know when we have been transported to another place. Somehow in this dream, I knew we were all going to be transported. We huddled and closed our eyes, and the next thing we knew, we were totally in another country. We opened our eyes, and there we were. I had another dream, and in this dream, the Holy Spirit became a white tornado and picked up the entire house where my wife and I were living in and brought us to Los Angeles, which had been changed into a paradise. Wow. You can even be taken into outer space by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can take you to heaven to stand in the presence of God, the Father. Jesus Christ can come and visit you at any given time. You could have visitations from angels. Smell the fragrance of the Lord. And I've smelled this fragrance many times. This is not impossible. The things I'm telling you are not impossible things. It's not impossible for you to be taken to heaven and walk around. Keep in mind that Paul was caught up into the third heaven and saw things that he couldn't even speak on. He couldn't talk about it. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. He says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. He was caught up to the third heaven. It was so much that he couldn't tell. That's why he said, I knew a man above 14 years ago. It was so fantastic that he couldn't tell if he was in his body or in the spirit. Only God knew. Or the Holy Spirit can start downloading information to you. He can just start talking to you and teaching you. Or the Holy Spirit can just simply fall upon you and overshadow you and fill you completely up. He can fill you up like on the day of Pentecost. Remember Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Wow. These are all experiences from God, directly from the spiritual heavenly realm, and it is amazing. Because anything can happen when you have an experience with the Lord. Anything can happen. God has always had his prophets to walk in the Spirit, like Elijah and Elisha, who did miracles in their times. Daniel, who not only prophesied and had visions, but he also had a visitation from the angel Gabriel. And Ezekiel also, who was a seer, which is a prophet that could see in the spirit. A seer is a prophet that see in the spirit, and who also had a spiritual experience when he was taken through the walls to see the abomination of the leaders of Israel. There are so many others who had experiences in the spiritual realm, like John the Revelator, who also saw visions and was inside the visions. and taken into heaven and into the future. God wants us to be his supernatural people, people who walk in the spirit and on earth at the same time, just like Jesus did when he walked the shores of Galilee. He was in heaven and on earth at the same time. John 3:13, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, who is in heaven. The Lord was standing in front of them when he said this. He was in heaven. When he said he was in heaven, he was standing right in front of them. So we're like, Lord, what do you mean that you're in heaven? You're right here. He was in heaven and on earth at the same time. He also said that he do what he see his Father do. How can he see what the Father is doing? It is because he was in two places at one time. We are to also have this kind of power from the Holy Spirit. Christians, I'm talking to you, because he has given us the ability or the power to become sons of God. And the sons of God can do all these things. To be a son of God, a manifested son of God, a clearly seen son of God, is the highest of all positions in God. It's the highest, the greatest of all positions. John chapter 1, verse 11, he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, gave he the power to become the sons of God. We have the power to become the sons of God. We shall be fully born of God. Now, we have it a little bit now. We have it in part. You know, we know in part, we prophesy in part. So we are, you know, going through the processes of being fully born again or fully being born of God, you know. But once you're fully born again, once you're fully born again people, fully sons of God, born of God, then you are people of the Spirit. You are now people of the Spirit of the living God. Christians, we are to be Christ-like people, which means that we are people with access to the Spirit's realm, to the Holy Spirit realm, the kingdom realm of God. Things like healing the sick, casting out demons, doing signs and wonders, and raising the dead is normal Christianity. And many of us don't walk in normal Christianity, and we should be. We are too busy being victims rather than being victorious. We should be doing all these things right now. We are able to use all the gifts of the Spirit along with the fruit of the Spirit. Anything that is of the Holy Spirit, we will have working in us perfectly. This is what's coming to you, church, but prepare yourself now and start getting into the flow of the Holy Spirit so you just naturally grow into becoming the people of the Spirit of God. And we are led by his Spirit. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led, and I mean really led, by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. I'm talking, you have to really be led by the Spirit of God, just as Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. To start now, we have to start now. Start now preparing yourselves. Remember, the bride makes herself ready. She makes herself ready to receive the things of God, the things of the Spirit, and the things of the kingdom realm of God. Prepare yourselves to see God himself. Make yourself ready, because heaven is invading earth, even as I speak. Heaven is invading earth. It has started. Heaven and earth are to become one, and the people of the Spirit are the ones who will inherit it all. The people of the Spirit, we will inherit it all. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. That's the message for today. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I've walked among the shadows. You wipe my tears away. And I've felt the pain of heartbreak. And I've seen the brighter days. And I break bread to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held the blessings God you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down the valley, I know I am not alone. Your God over here. My dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hand. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down the valley, I know I am not alone. Your God of the hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, yeah. That I am not alone. Father, you give and take away every joy and every pain. Through it all you will remain. Over it all, Father, you give and take away every joy. In the valley, I will lift my eyes. Yeah. On the mountain, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down the valley, I know I am not alone.
Go through our hills and valleys. We are not alone. Praise the Lord. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain. And I forgot to tell you guys to make sure that you tune in on Wednesday night. You can call the same number, 646-668-8537, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific time, okay? For a Christian talk with my wife and myself, Pastor Tasila, and me, Pastor T. Meyer. Okay, so you can call us or you can, you'll see the post. I'll post it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of that, okay? So you can either click on the post and click on the link or the picture and listen from your computer or just dial in. Dial in, 646-668-8537. That's Christian Talk. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And we have, sometime we have a special guest. This Wednesday we're going to have a special guest. And sometime we'll have a TNT time where Tasila and myself will give you guys a really good, powerful message, okay? So don't forget to do that. Let me see if there's any other announcements, anything else. Remember to come and visit us in Upland, California, 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786, okay? All of that, okay? So now let's pray, all righty? Thank you, Jesus, for those who have dialed in, those who are listening from their computer. We just thank you, even from their telephone. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And we pray that their eyes have been opened, that they understand a little more who they are in you. Bless them all, Lord. Bless us all, your people, your Christian people. Also, Lord, I want to thank you for the work that you're doing in Asbury, Kentucky, at the college campus. We're getting good reports that your spirit of the Lord is really moving there, and it's a spirit of reverence, you know, and it's spreading to other campuses. So let it spread throughout the city. Let all the people there of all nationalities that's there begin to be blessed, and let it continue to spread to other states. Let it even come out here to California, okay? So everyone get yourself in a mind and an attitude of praise and worship, and determined to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Submit to the Lord and resist the devil so that he'll flee. And then get yourself in a place of reverence before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that same spirit will fall upon you, even individually, as well as collectively. So let's do that as a people, okay? Let's do it as a people for the glory of God in the holy, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, continue to let that move forcefully, Lord. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Stay right there. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. We have the victory. The victory is ours in the holy name of Jesus Christ. There are some of you who are suffering with headaches, bad headaches, migraines even. The Lord is healing you right now. Be healed. I command you to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Let your healing begin. Receive it by faith. Be healed. We cast out that demon. I command that demon of infirmity to come off of you and for you to be healed. Body, be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for your spirit, your soul, and your body. Be healed. Some of you have pain in your legs. It's hard for you to walk. I command healing in your legs right now. I command healings. I command that spirit of infirmity to leave your body and that you be healed for the glory of God in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. Stand on his word. Stand on his word for healing. Stand on his word for deliverance. Stand on his word for your to be supplied, to be provided for. Stand on his word for all things, for your peace of mind. Stand on his word in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. It is done. And now, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. We will be here again, UCA Radio, which is United Christian Ambassadors Radio, and we will see you next week, all right, at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone, okay? God bless you all. Bye-bye.